Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we join our Sunday Interfaith Service.
Welcome, everyone, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for December the 3rd, 2023. May you be blessed with all aspects of God Almighty's bounty.
Exactly, we can't hear you.
Really? What is going on?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on then. Let me repeat the blessing. May you be blessed with God Almighty's bounty, including health, wealth, and peace of mind. If any of you have any questions during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and do our very best to address your needs. We thank all of you for your continuing support of our ministry. Love verses from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask your divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority that have influenced their minds in a positive way, that have authority over the planet, and all that live on the Earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen.
Thank you. Dear God Almighty, we pray that each and everyone here today be blessed, that all their prayers be answered. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, alleluia. Amen. A blessing to the congregation. Beloved in Christ, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Let us walk in the footsteps of our Savior, Yeshua, loving one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions, International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You're muted, Doug.
Dear servants of the Most High, we, the congregation of Many Mansions International Spiritual Healing Ministry, bless you in the name of the Lord. May you be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. May you continue to guide us in truth, love, and righteousness as faithful stewards of the mysteries of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now I invite all of you here to mute your mics and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Welcome, everyone. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Linda.
Your light will come, Jerusalem, for on you will dawn the glory of the Lord, and the nations will walk in your light. Alleluia, alleluia. Your light will come, Jerusalem, for on you will dawn the glory of the Lord, and the nations will walk in your light. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ is the light of the world, the light dispelling the darkness. May we, his body, reflect that holy light. Your light will come, Jerusalem, for
Welcome, everyone. It's good to see you again again this week. And once at all, for everyone, I hope that you're surviving this time. It's a rather unusual time in our world, as you know. My talk today is going to come from Revelations 21, as based on chapter 4 in particular. Before we begin, let us pray. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we come before you today to acknowledge our struggles, our pain, and the times we felt lost. We thank you for your promise in Revelation 21, verse 4, which is a promise of a future free from pain and sorrow, where you will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Lord God Almighty, we ask for strength to persevere through our trials, which are natural to us as part of our faith, a part of our life, part of our experiences here in the world. Faith to keep believing in your promises. We hope to look beyond our current circumstances, for we live as our soul in eternity. Comfort those among us who are suffering. Provide peace to those who are in turmoil, and renew the faith of those who feel distant from you, God Almighty. May your promise of a new heaven and a new earth fill our hearts with joy and anticipation. Help us to live in the light of your eternal promise, showing your love and compassion to others as we await the glorious day when we will be with you in a place where all former things have passed away. In the name of Yeshua, the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The title today is Trials to Triumphs, God's Reward in the Midst of Hardships. Today we delve into the heart of this truth, the unwavering faithfulness of God and his promise to reward those who persevere through trials. We should accept that difficulties in life, trials in life, are part of our purpose, our experience, our human life. The Bible holds assurances that our struggles are not unnoticed by God. So those times you feel alone and isolated in the dark and in pain, remember, in fact, they are often these times of difficulty, the very soul in which God grows your faith, your character, and dependence on him. We are reminded in Romans 5, verses 3 to 4, that tribulation works patience, patience experience, and experience hope. Sort of similar to our motto, faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon experience. Evidence, I mean to say. As we explore this theme, let us hold on to the promise that our trials are not in vain. Remember, they are a part of a divine process, shaping us, you and I, and preparing us for the rewards that God has in store for those who remain steadfast in their faith. This I can promise you. Let us be encouraged today by the stories of those who have walked before us, who have faced the furnace of affliction and emerged stronger than their faith, like refined like gold. Revelation 21:4 paints a picture of a profound transformation and an ultimate hope for all believers. The unbelievers are watched over by God as well. Make no mistake, we're all created spiritually equally, and we all have free will and free choice. To be a believer is the easier of the two ways to go, let me tell you. In Revelation 21, this verse is a promise from God, I'll repeat, a promise from God, about the future he has planned for us, his children, the believers, perhaps for all. a future that is free from all pain and suffering that characterizes our current experience and our existence. It speaks of a new heaven and a new earth where trials and tribulations of this life will no longer have any hold upon us. Of course not, we'll be spiritual beings back in our spiritual home. This promise holds significant meaning, especially after discussing perhaps hardships of wars and moments of lost faith that believers may endure in their earthly lives, which is only natural, my friends. It is a reminder that our current struggles are temporary and that God has an eternal plan that far outweighs any present difficulty. If you think back in your life, those times of great difficulty and trepidation, hopelessness, you were alone and depressed and in trouble. What happened? In a moment, when someone came into your life, things changed, a decision was made in your favor, somebody believed you, somebody gave you some money or some assets or helped you, that changed from despair to hope in a moment. Whoops. I hit my keyboard and I lost my place. Sorry about that. This verse is also representing that the ultimate relationship that God has with us, his people, and the intimate relationship he desires with us will be fully realized. The image of God wiping away every tear signifies a deep personal care and a healing of all past hurts and heartaches. We believe in virtue as a healing power, a force that has its own intelligence. It knows what you need to know. Even before you ask the question, it knows the question and the answer. Virtue has a mind of its own, if I can call it that. It has a consciousness unto itself. Virtue is what we pray for when we ask God to grant us favors of healing, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's the substance that causes the coincidence or the people to bring you opportunities or people to come and save you with a bit of advice. A healer, a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, someone who has expertise to help you in your time of earthly need. Virtue is everywhere, like electricity in the air. In this verse, it is not only a future of hope that is promised, it also offers present comfort. It reassures us that our path is seen and acknowledged by God. God Almighty, and God is actively working towards a time when joy and peace will be the only experience you know. Now, we all have free will and free choice. We believe in the concept, the law of karma. We believe there are consequences for your actions, and this is the mechanism to teach you how to be a better spiritual being. It's also a great justice in the universe. Hold on to that thought, because there are no injustices in the world as we know it. Every one of us receives that exactly what we give forth. Better to give forth good things of blessings than otherwise, because those things are going to come right back. But while that process of working things out, action, reaction, consequences to your actions, your attitude, and your emotional responses, you are developing into a spiritual being while in a physical body. This is why you feel pain and hardship, to teach you, to correct you, to put you into a better frame of, I would say, mind, but I'm going to add the word wisdom, so that when the next time the situation comes up in your life, you have the wisdom of knowing how to deal with it. Deal with it you must, but you won't be in pain because you'll have the wisdom on how to correct the situation in your life. Let's understand some of the trials. James 1, verses 2 to 4. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have the perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So again, trials and tribulations are a part of a Christian's journey. We are practical Christians. We are actually children of all the world's great knowledge, of all the world's great religions. But in our particular community, we are practicing practical spirituality and practical Christianity. And this journey refines our faith. God promises comfort in times of war and loss. And certainly at this time in our world, God is working overtime, I'm sure, to help and assist and comfort us, the innocent, the non-combatants, the people who are suffering injustice. Psalm 41, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. Reflect on God's presence and comfort during times of conflict and loss. Remember, the great enemies of the past have become the great friends in the present. It's a karmic thing. Enemies become friends, Japan and America. The European nations, Germany and Britain, Italy and Spain, the Ottoman Empire, the Crusades. Look back in history and you'll see everyone, that is to say countries, ultimately become colleagues, trading partners, and no more war. Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worth to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. I want to emphasize this perspective. The sufferings of this time are not worthy, the fretting, the worrying, the pain, if you will, if we contemplate and hope for that that is coming, the glory which shall be revealed to us. In other words, the truth, the wisdom, the light. That is your gift to you in going through this time, never losing faith, never running away. Suffering, despair, being despondent, fretting and worrying are all part of our nature. But you are not alone. The gift of revealing dreams, seeing the future in a dream or a vision, is a gift our community, clergy, and members have. We perceive and see the future, do we not? I wrote a whole book about the new earth, about these times that we're going through. Going through. This is a renovation time. This is not how the world will be. The conflicts in the Ukraine will end. The conflicts in the Middle East will end. But not now, not today. This is a constructive renovation period. Unfortunately, these times of war, of loss, of sin, of horror, must be experienced, not by God's will, but by the will of the anti-God, the evil, the unloving, the absence of love. That is what's going on now, if you can call it a will. That is what's taking place, the absence of love. I want to encourage you to keep your faith. Trust in God is not trust in something invisible. Your dreams will guide you on your personal path. Your dreams will reveal the future to you. You all know that I can see the future. I have said things on the program and on the services and other places in the media about the future events, and they have come true. Many of you have had revealing dreams. You've reported them to me about circumstances in your life. Some things trivial, as getting a new car or getting a new television set, new computer, I guess. to things of seeing the gender of your grandchild or the outcome of some event in your life. That's not trivial, although they might appear to be in your dream because it's just something that happened. But the process is opening the door for you to see the great revelations. Revelation 21:4. Again, and God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. This is the dream vision in the future, seeing that all is going to be right. This is a promise of what is in the future, seeing that things are going to be all right. This is a promise of what we're going through now will be bypassed, overpassed, and will be in the past. As we conclude, let us hope and understand that believers are rewarded. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, free from pain and suffering. Remember, there's spiritual warfare going on in the higher dimensions right now. The influence of the warfare and the conflict between love and unloving is affecting us in the world. And those that resonate with either two sides are in conflict in the world. But it's all going to end. Remember to hold on to this beautiful promise that a new heaven, in other words, the warfare will cease in the higher dimensions above, and that there will be no more war here, and a new earth of peace, justice, light, and cooperation will be. It will be part of the world. It will be the world. Let it be a beacon of hope in our lives as we struggle to remind ourselves that these current trials are not in vain. This is God Almighty preparing a place where there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. All these things, which often seem to be overwhelming now, will pass away. It's like having a baby, isn't it, ladies? The pain is enormous, but as soon as the baby is born, the pain disappears and goes away. Us men can't quite comprehend that, but we can sort of get the notion when we see that beautiful little baby, and our heart just melts when we see this gift that our wives have given us. The pain will pass away, and then the eternal joy and peace will take place, for we will be in the presence of God Almighty. Let us pray. God Almighty, as we prepare to enter into this understanding, and as we come together, we thank you for this time of fellowship, for the words we have heard, and for your presence among us. God Almighty, as we go out and ask for your guidance and strength, may the lessons we have learned and the encouragement we have received here today resonate in our hearts and minds. Help us to carry your light into the world, to show and love this love and kindness to those we meet and to those who we are, to be examples of your grace in our daily lives. Remember to be nice, to be kind, to be patient, my friends. We pray for those among us who are facing challenges, whether they be of health, of mind, of spirit, or other circumstance. May they feel your comforting presence through the grace of virtue, and may they find peace in your promises. Bless our families, our friends, and our community. Guide our leaders and those in authority that they might make decisions with wisdom and integrity. As we leave this retreat today, let us remember that we are never alone, for you are always with us. Keep us safe until we gather again, and help us to continuously grow in our faith and our understanding of unconditional love. In the name of Yahshua, the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus, the compassionate the Christ. We pray and we give thanks for our lives as we are grateful. We are grateful for all that we have. We are grateful for our ability to come closer and closer to understanding your light and your love. Bless us, one and all. We are grateful. Amen, amen, and amen. Is Linda going to play a little music?
Now we begin the part of the service in which we send healing virtue energy to help people who have requested healings, who requested assistance, and we ask Reverend Douglas Cottrell to conduct this part of the service.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas George Bentley. I'm also joined by the other clergy here with Reverend Michael Irvine. I'm looking at the Reverend Rebecca may be here. I don't see her just now. I know she has other commitments today. And Deacon Dave is also away from the service today. I want to remind you that this medium, this computer, amplifies the virtue energy. You can feel it. Many of you have reported that you have felt the room warm up. You have felt feelings or sensations around you. It's not your imagination. It's virtue. The reason I stand up is to line up the chakras. And, of course, this goes back to time when we were in the presence of people before COVID. This particular medium, I should say, also fulfills a prophecy that near the end times, all the gospel will be preached throughout the world, the gospel of Jesus the Christ. The gospel of Jesus the Christ is one of simply compassion. And as we are compassionate in all the things we do, as we are slow to rise to anger or conflict or disappointment, as we attempt to become balanced, balance means at peace. It's why the Christ always said on parting with his friends and disciples, may peace be with you. But when you're at peace, you're in harmony with your environment, your situation. This is a time of great changes. And as we understand that change is a necessary mechanism of improvement, then we can sort of comprehend what our spiritual understanding is, as it takes all our life to understand that, by the way. But as we come closer to that, we can keep peace. And then when we have pain, we can look for a solution. And we can expect an answer to whatever difficulty we're going through. And then we are encouraged to do something about it. It's not magic, my friends, my brothers and sisters. Virtue can in a moment change your entire life. Virtue is that creative force. When you put a seed in the ground and the plant grows and the blossom or the fruit comes out later, the only difference between a miracle and the fulfillment of that natural creative process is time. That's all. As soon as you have an ache or a pain and you go through the process of seeing the doctor, taking the medicine, changing your diet, doing something else, that is amount of time that has got you to the healing point. And virtue can speed up that time and work at warp speed. In an instant, you can be healed. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've witnessed others. And in your mind at this moment, to be at peace and accept that as a possibility allows you to witness it when it comes about. I'm speaking spontaneously now. I had not intended to tell you this ahead of time. So this is when you're in the moment, things occur to you. Pay attention to those moments. Usually that's how the wisdom sneaks up on you. I'm going to tell you a story last night happened to me. A couple of days ago, I was driving my car and I noticed that my gas tank was somewhere between quarter tank and half tank. I passed by my favorite gas station, which usually fills my car up for me. I don't have to get out to do this. I'll get it tomorrow. I like to keep my car half, when it's half empty, I like to fill it all the way up. So it never ever goes past halfway. A day or so goes by and I notice that my gas gauge is on the quarter. Plenty of gas. I go by the same gas station yesterday. Last night at 10 o'clock, I decide to go to the variety store, the corner store, quarter tank on the gas gauge. Did you know that gas gauges can lie to you? Well, I started down the street. And guess what? I ran out of gas. I haven't done that in a long time. Now, I've had dreams about running out of gas. And yes, I have a red gas container that I usually keep in the trunk. Matter of fact, I have more than one of them. But do you think there was one in the car last night? No. Somewhere in a little while, a gardener had taken the gas out to cut the grass and forgot to put back in my car. I walked by it a couple of times thinking, I'll pick it up and put it in my trunk. That's two strikes, right? So as my car ran out of gas, fortunately, I was on a bit of a slope, and I knew there was a bus stop, and I made the turn, and I was off the highway. I was safe. Hello, son of mine, my youngest son, Jason, who lives on the other side of the town. He came to my rescue. So my intuition, my feeling was saying, you know, gas station, it's coming at me. I walked by the gas can more than once. This is how your intuition sneaks up on you. Wisdom says, pay attention. And so as we send energy to you, becoming more aware, spiritual wisdom is, oh, there's the gas can that I bought for the purpose that someday I'm going to run out of gas because I had a dream. I'm going to put it in the car and I'm going to make sure it's full of gas. Oh, there's a gas station and I'm under the halfway now, half a tank that I normally have a rule that says when it gets to halfway, I fill it up again. So I always have a full tank of gas. Prevents condensation in your gas tank, by the way. I disobeyed them. And I paid the consequence last night. It was cold sitting in the car. I had my coat done up, but I had my neck done up. I had my gloves on because my son, Jason, lives on the other side of town. So, of course, I'm now a believer, right? The gas can's back in the trunk. The car's filled up right away to gas. Never say never. But for the rest of the winter, I'm going to make sure that I obey my standard practices, which is keep the tank, fill the tank up after halfway and make sure that that gas can's full in the trunk of it. It doesn't inadvertently get taken out and forgotten about. This healing that we're doing today and telling you that little story is we're all human. All of us. We all have those temptations and weaknesses, lapse of memory or vanity. We can take care of it later. Now is the time. The virtue I'm sending to you through me as a conduit and through the other people that are here. Maria in Spain is a Reiki master. She sends the healing through the screen as well. There are other people here who have taken courses and have degrees and have the ability. We're all participating. So don't feel that you can put it off. Take it. Expect good things to happen. This is a time of great difficulty in the world. I'm picking up the pain from people around the world. Because we are conduits, we are telepathic, we are all-knowing, all-seeing. That is to say, spiritual beings attempt to become like God, to be all-seeing and all-knowing. We want to get close to God's understanding. So as we go through this time of despair with the horrors that are going on in the world, remember you can repel them. And you can accept the light. Not the darkness. It is a time of fear and difficulty. This is the coming mass of Christ. This is why Yeshua, the Savior, which is his true name as the Messiah, he took upon himself all the sins of us, not that we are sinless, but that those mechanisms to give us a pathway for redemption. He took that upon himself. And that was predicted since Father Abraham that there would come one spiritual being that would do this. More on that in future talks, but to understand that's why this compassionate soul, who was called Emmanuel when Gabriel introduced that he was coming into the world to his mother Mary. He has had many names. But the understanding took upon us, rather he took from us the dead ends, the pitfalls, the difficulties, and gave to us a way to salvation, meaning a way to overcome the temptation, difficulties in our life. This is why we celebrate who he is at this coming time. Anytime you feel despair, think of what he went through to accomplish his goal. His life was full of difficulty, controversy, adversarial influences. Finally, people betrayed him, and he was executed. He suffered all the sufferings, and he continued to be who he was, a light. So as we move forward in the coming weeks, remember this is a time of celebration. It's a time of great despair in the world. This is the end times, the time of great woe. But like all renovations, you have to tear down to build up. If you've ever bought a new house, rather an old house, and you want to renovate it, while you're smashing those walls down and taking out those 2x4s and sanding the floors, you're destroying the old house. But the intention is to have a brand new house. And that's what's going on in our world now. So as I read the names here, the energy starts to flow. To the callers, to Jean, to Will Santos, to Malcolm in Halliburton, to Alexandra, to Eric, to Celeste, to Timothy Solomon, to Maria, to Ann Pilgrims, to JP, to Regine, to Timothy, to Saif, to MOM, MOI, to PJ, to Jesus, to Mary Roseberry Brown, to Nanda, to William, to Rebecca S, to Trish Smith, to Bettina Smith, Tips I mean, to Patty, to John M, to Karen M, to Joan and Owen Stone, to Larry, Angie, and Baby Elsie, to GLS, to Carol S, to Brandon, to Joy, to Santiago, to Beverly, to Tim in Montreal, to Beto, to Carrie, to Robert and Janet, to Joe Badger, to Reverend Doug Bentley, to myself, to Sue D, to Michelle Badger, to Reverend Michael Irving, to Mark Galloway, to Paul Hughes, to Linda Delembo, to Jim and Sherry, and to Jack and Sandy who are on their way back home. To those members of our community who are absent today, wherever they might be in the world, we ask for unconditional love. We ask for virtue to come to us, to go through our bodies, to ease our suffering, to instill in us health physically, financially, mentally and emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. We ask in the name of Mother Mary for compassion and motherly love. We ask in the name of Father Joseph for wisdom and authority and protection. We ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, our elder brother, our way shower, for wisdom and for virtue. May the virtue of God Almighty come to us to go through our bodies now, removing any pain, any imbalance, letting us have peace in our heart and our mind, letting enthusiasm to come into our lives, that we do not forget we are here and therefore we have a purpose. That we might not know that purpose until the end day, but let today be filled with peace. Send to us protectors, way showers, talented beings to assist us in all ways. Send to us the angels who watch over our community, our clergy, and each and every one of us that is here today. We know that Gabriel has recently appeared. We know that Jesus the Christ has recently appeared. We know that Michael has been with us. We know that other deities like Hanuman is watching over us. We are grateful to Raphael, who is our patron saint of self-healing, of spiritual healing, of wisdom, and who protects us all in our travels. We say these names not intellectually believing, but because we have evidence of their presence in our lives. Each and every one of you in the community is entitled by your belief to receive a blessing of those divine beings who watch over us. So shall it happen. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and whatever you seek will be given to you. Remember to ask and pray sincerely, earnestly, and then do everything you can to make it happen. Go anywhere you need to go, and you will find the answer to your prayer. God loves each and every one of us. Love yourself. Today and in the future services of this month, be grateful for your lives and say so every day. But today, ask for forgiveness for the errors you may have occurred that you are sincerely regretting. And ask if you can make amends somehow. If you need to apologize, do so. If you need to pay for something you've broken or some debt you owe, pay it. If you need to be kind to someone homeless or in despair, be nice, and give them what they need. Feel good about helping. If someone reaches out to you, give them a coin or whatever they need. Let your intuition be your guide. Do they need $20? Give it to them. Do they need a coat? Give it to them. At this time in December, with all the celestial experiences and events that are going on, and there are many, this is a time for you to walk the walk, to be that that you imagine the Christ to be, or to be a spiritual being, because you are. But like asking, the two conditions of seeking and knocking on a door also apply. To be a spiritual being, be kind, do something, help someone, help many people. Let your intuition be the guide. Whatever you find yourself, someone in need, you're not going out looking for them on a mission, but they arrive in front of you, or your intuition takes you someplace, be of service. And remember, as you are doing this, you are completing the circuit from God to yourself, to someone in need, to someone being relieved, and virtue going back to God. Pray for yourself now and take this moment and say, God Almighty, I ask for healing. And then think or say out loud what you want, what you need. God Almighty, I wish for flexibility in my body. God Almighty, I wish for enthusiasm to go through my mind and my heart. God Almighty, I wish to be filled with love, to be loved, and to be loving. God Almighty, I wish for enthusiasm to be with me each and every day. God Almighty, I am so grateful for my life. I am so grateful for this time that I can do things and help others, contribute to the world. God Almighty, I am grateful to be in your service. God Almighty, I am grateful that I am coming closer and closer to the wisdom through my faith, my belief, and my evidence. That I am being surrounded by your loving comforts, your embrace, your knowledge. And I am fulfilled. May my enemies be put asunder. May those who detract from me be put away. May the shadows of darkness be vanished. May I perceive only light and love. I am grateful for the healing that has taken place and is continuing to take place. Easily and comfortably. I am grateful for the acceleration of the healing processes in my body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I am grateful for opportunities to increase my wealth. I am grateful for opportunities to increase my life. May I enjoy all the comforts in the material world. I am grateful that I am so blessed to hear the words that my faith comes stronger and stronger and stronger towards you, God Almighty. I am so grateful that I could find my way in this world of duality, that I am surrounded by love. Let love fill my heart. Let love go through my arteries and veins to strengthen my body, to remove any disturbances, any imbalances. Let my immune system be strengthened and powered, that I am free from disease, from pain, from sickness, from discomfort, from arthritis, from stiffness, that my body is enlivened and is made youthful. Let all the mechanisms in the body to keep me young and happy and healthy be activated. That my emotions are full of joy and enthusiasm. And I am expecting good things to happen. I am seeking good things to happen. I am making good things happen in my life and in the lives of those that are meaningful. This is the way. This is the way of the Lord Jesus the Christ, Yeshua, the Savior. And this we pray, and we accept the great blessing of virtue that has been going through us at this moment and continues to go through us. And for those who have sent us letters asking for prayers, Patty, we may have their names or their request.
Shirley Ann, who was in hospital, relief from difficulty in swallowing food, which tends to stick to her trachea.
Well, that's a special prayer for Shirley. She's been a part of our community for a long time. All of us think of Shirley and see her throat and chest become flushed, a reddish color as blood continues to go through this area of her body. You can visualize that or see it or imagine it. We're asking for the virtue to heal her chest and esophagus, and here she is able to swallow, and that the doctors will give her good advice and will assist her as well. Continue.
For John, relief from skin cancer and low kidney function due to kidney transplant.
In the name of Raphael, we ask that this man's prayer be heard, that his cancer is washed from his skin, that his kidney is repaired or another one provided for him, the sooner the better. Continue.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia, glaucoma, and to keep her safe.
We ask for Mother Mary and for Yeshua and for Raphael to attend to this person, this woman, to remove any blocks in her thinking, to increase the circulation throughout her brain, removing any, looks like little silver spots or metals from her brain, that allow her to think properly, that her sight is improved, and that she is made whole, that the virtue goes through her body easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For Lucy, for relief from right shoulder pain.
We ask for a blessing of virtue to go into the right shoulder, to increase the blood supply, to remove any inflammation, and to allow the muscles and tendons to be flexible easily now as the virtue goes through this body, relieving this condition easily now. Continue.
For Joe, for relief from a bad persistent flu.
We ask for virtue to go through the body, removing any disease, any acidic states from the body easily and comfortably, allowing the body to be more active and filled with healing force to remove any flu, any influenza, any conditions of disease in the body by flushing it out easily and comfortably. Now, continue.
For Juanita, for relief from depression.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for enthusiasm to come to Juanita, to understand that her life has been a life of great spiritual advancement, but that she needs to be physically active. Give her the strength to move her arms, to dance on the spot, to play music, to lift her spirits, and to have a purpose, a goal, perhaps one of travel. Not far, but to see new people in new places. Let her heart be lightened. Let an angel talk to her and guide her. Bless her easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For Fernando, for relief from cancer and the side effects after treatment.
Dear God Almighty, Fernando has been asking for help through his relatives, and he has managed great strides, and we are grateful for the virtue and the healing that he has received. He continues his recovery, and we ask for the continuation of the virtue to remove from him any of the cancerous cells left in the body, and also for the body to happily accept the treatments that are being given, and that the side effects will be lessened, not felt at all, and that his health, total health, will be recovered the sooner the better, easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Norm, relief from a chronic kidney, a chronic lung condition.
Dear God Almighty, for Norm, we ask for the virtue to be like an antibiotic, to go through this man's body, to remove the tissues, the phlegms, the nodules, the little cells or cancerous substances or whatever they are, that there is improvement in the lung easily and comfortably. The body is fluctuating and moving to squish out the poison that is locked in the body easily and comfortably. To be removed, the sooner the better. And we are grateful. Amen. Continue.
For Brianna Lynn, she is a missing person. Hope that she will be found.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the divine beings above to guide those minds and those beings, those individuals who are looking for this woman, Brianna, now, that they be guided in your way, that this woman is found. The sooner, the better. May it be today. May they be guided. May they be directed. May they be inspired through their subconscious or intuition or higher mind. May they find and recover this body, this person today. The sooner, the better. Amen.
For freedom, for release from Lyme disease.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this woman, to surround and separate the disease or any disease in this body, and to reject it from the body easily and comfortably. Let the immune system be strengthened. Let any disease be weakened and rejected from the body. The sooner, the better. We are grateful for the healing that has taken place, or for that that will continue to take place, to remove Lyme disease from this body. Amen. Continue.
For Erlinda, for relief from cancer.
Dear God Almighty, we are grateful for the virtue that is being sent to this person, Erlinda, to root out or remove any unusually shaped cells, to allow the immune system to be strengthened and benefited, and for divine healing or virtue to go through this body, to cleanse the body now of any disease. We are grateful for that that is taking place and for that that will continue to take place. Amen. Continue.
The last request for Mary Ann for relief from arthritis in her knees.
Dear God Almighty, for Mary Ann, we ask for a blessing through the angel Raphael to remove any stiffness, any irritation, any inflammation in the body, to remove any arthritis condition, to allow the body to be strengthened with good blood flow and good eliminations. There is no more pain in the body easily and comfortably now. And for all those who are here today, may they be receiving a blessing as they participate in our community, sending love, virtue, and peace, enthusiasm, and unconditional love to each and every one that is here today, and to all those that we have asked prayers of blessings and glory, who have asked in such a way that we would pray for them today. To all those in our family, our friends, our children, all those that are meaningful to us, our spouses, our future spouses, our future children and grandchildren, and to those that are meaningful to us, we ask at this time a blessing. At this next Mass of the Christ, may all our prayers be answered. May we find love and peace and prosperity in our lives. We ask also for a blessing to our community, to the clergy, to the officers and lay people and volunteers, and to each and every person in the community, that they will be guided from above, they will be blessed with abundance, that all their needs will be fulfilled, that they will find love in their lives, they will find peace in their lives, that whatever you want or need, you will receive a present from God Almighty at this most wonderful time of year. May God bless you with unconditional love. May God bless us with protection at this most auspicious time in the world. May God bless us with togetherness, to be family, to be a community, caring for one another. And may we be accepting, as individuals of our community, our responsibility to love ourselves and to do something for the community and for each other beyond the simple prayers and the simple connection and connectivity with each other. May we continue to feel our association, our connection, and the universe, which works at warp speed, the power of thought, the speed of thought. Continue in your gratitude, continue in your acceptance for your own welfare and benefit, that the community is strengthened, for as we come together, we have God's house here. We have the power, we have the privilege to be light and to give light. Darkness flees from light all the time. Remember that. When you go into a dark room and you turn on the light switch, where does the darkness go? And that's exactly what you should be in your life. A light. Brilliant, nice, loving, warm light. You are not alone, my friends. May God bless you and keep you. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit, which is virtue. May you stand tall and say to God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it. Chase away my enemies. They are weak. They are nothing. Let me face up to the uncertainties of life. Let me find opportunities and alternatives to all my challenges. Let that be your mantra for the week. Let me find alternatives and opportunities for all my challenges. The sooner the better. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the Virtue Healing Service. For those who are not here, for those who have asked for special prayers, don't forget to go to manymansions.helpline. And our good friend and volunteer chairman, Joe, will help with Patty to get your prayers here at the service. Next year, we'll be renovating our services, be making, expanding classes and opportunities for you to advance yourself spiritually. This year is an ending of all the last 10 years trauma and difficulty and darkness that we've been facing. And somewhere next year, the reward is coming. I want you to remember and read that promise as is Revelation 21:4, and God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. I feel that's coming for our community. Several of you have had visions of our community. It's going to be huge. Because you see, the one thing we do is we don't put any particular person ahead of anybody else in the community. Our church will have no altar between the clergy and the people in the congregation. God will be on the wall behind us as the altar. The clergy and the congregation are all the same. There is no separation, my friends. Remember that. This was our church in Hamilton. It will be our church in Fort Worth, Texas. It will be our church and our sanctuary in Cabalford. No one can stand between you and God, nor should there be. People like me are way showers, teachers, tellers of stories, tellers of experience, teachers, but it's you, my friends, that have a pathway to God all the time. The only difference between myself and many of you is that I'm a little further down the path. That's all. Take your steps. Next year is going to be wonderful for us. For the next 10 years, it's going to be pretty difficult. But that's why people need us. And that's why through this media, the gospel of compassion will go out to all the world. Remember, we started off with half a dozen people or so. Now we're up to 50, maybe more. I'm going to ask you once again to go to the website of my channel, Douglas James Cottrell on YouTube, not Ramsing Regalin, but Douglas James Cottrell, or go to my website, click on my social media programs, the Wake Up and the radio show, and click subscribe or like. When you subscribe, it just means that you want to get information from us. And believe it or not, that helps move us up in the Google search engine, whatever. And so more and more people can find us. And to all those people who are listening on the radio show, I have not forgotten about you. I thank you for contacting us all the time. And for everybody here in the Zoom community, you should know that the radio audience is increasing as well. And we're not advertising it. We mentioned it a little, but Many Mansions International Spiritual Village Healing Ministry Sunday Service, as it's called on Blog Talk, is increasing. And thanks to you, my friends, for making that possible. Send people to the Blog Talk if they want to listen to us on radio. And that's archived. It's 24 hours a day. Anybody can go back, including yourselves, and listen to the service again. And you will feel the virtue energy coming out of the service as well, because it's a preparation for the energy to go through you and through your friends. We love to hear about the miracles. Many of you have told us things. We'd like you to give them to Patty so we can write about them a little more. And as we get through the growing pains of our newsletter more and more, will the words of wisdom, the words of our community be spread. God always starts with a seed. It takes time. at a cross. So with that, I'm going to turn the service back over to Reverend Douglas George Bentley. Oh, I should mention that we will be installing Dave Chatham as Reverend. We've been promising him that for a while. So this month, he'll be moved up to being a Reverend. He apparently has other duties. We are now in need of two deacons. If you wish to put your name forward to be a deacon, that would be put you in line. Reverend Michael Irvine, Reverend Douglas Bentley, myself, and Reverend Dave Chatham, along with Reverend Rebecca, who has become a reverend through another church. But of course, we're all people here. Now, this is open to men and women, by the way. We are equal opportunity community. So just because there happen to be some male energy here, if you wish to become a deacon and help out. When we get the new place, you know, just down the street, over the hill and around the corner, we hope to have a huge facility in Texas and a huge facility in Campbellford, which will be a miracle place for miracle water. I'll advertise a little bit that you can send donations in. Patty's probably has the embarkation as to where you can send checks or where you can send money to help us. We do need a lot of money right now. And for that, you'll get a cup a cup of hope, and or you'll get some miracle holy water that we have available. And you can make any kind of request, and we'll get that to you one way or the other. Maybe coming up to put my friend Nanda on the spot, maybe you could. We'll talk about a Christmas prayer in Spanish. Would you mind doing that for us? Not next week, or maybe the week after, but sometime, if that's okay.
Of course, I will. Yes.
Okay. Usually I ask you on the spot, but I think I'll give you a little heads up. I'll ask you for maybe the next week or at the Christmas service if you'll do that. We'll talk a little bit. Let's see. It must be about 8 o'clock or 8:30 in Spain now.
Yes, it is.
Thanks. Yes. Thanks for staying up. And it's good to see you as well. And anybody else who has any other contributions or ideas about the Christmas service? Anybody has any homemade Christmas cake and they'd like to maybe, and no, I'm kidding, I was going to say, you know, contribute them to the cause, but anyway.
I'd like to mention something.
Thank you, Dan.
I wanted to thank everyone for sending me virtue last week. It really worked for me, and I'm grateful to you all. I encourage you to read our newsletter. There are a lot of things in it, and you can read my account of my experience this week in this newsletter.
Thank you, Patty. We were most honored to be able to help you. And we're glad that you were able to divert you to help you so quickly. It does, again, for people who may be new, if you're, I don't mean you're new people, but if you're just been introduced to us, we have lots of websites. The International School of Prophet is in need of some updating, but we have manymansionssc.org, and I think we have manymansionsspiritualcenter.com that you can get information about us. And people need to hear these stories. It's called witnessing, but for us, it's just validation, which is, you know, faith is built upon belief and belief is built upon evidence. When you have evidence of the divine, when you have a dream and it comes true, that's evidence of your spiritual divine influences. When you feel healing and you're relieved quickly, it's evidence. Try not to dismiss it as coincidence or luck. And when it happens to you, be grateful. It's the little things that sneak up in your life. This is how you get on the path. But as we go through this time of difficulty in the world, you might be picking up some of the horror and pain in other parts of the world, and you're feeling depressed. or you're feeling something's wrong with you. It's not. Just before the truce ended in the Middle East, I was feeling frightened. I was nervous. I told some people I was talking to here today. But I knew in my life, although I have some circumstances, this wasn't the circumstances. I knew clairsentiently that I was picking up what was going to happen the next day. And of course, many hundreds of people lost their lives when the truce was broken. You'll find yourself as you become more intuitive that you start to pick up on the world. It's evidence of your divinity, of your spiritual connection. And that's why you can see and understand things that you're not consciously aware of. But you can also connect to the divine. That's, if I can move this way or that way. That's Raphael behind me on the wall. That's Mother Mary. And we have some other over here on this wall, a picture of Yeshua. Moses is down there in the corner, he was. There he is. That's Moses behind me, right there, in this position, which is the spiritual healing position. So surround yourself with some religious icons and know you're connecting with the above. But I wanted to mention that earlier. You might be picking up on other things in the world, making you feel sad, depressed, lost, scared. It's not you. You're protected. We're protected. These beings have appeared to me. There's 18 of them that have appeared. We used to have them at the center. So Gabriel is listening to us. He appeared to one of the clergy. Jesus appeared to one of the clergy. One of these icons could appear to you as well. Try not to be dismissive of it. I'm going to tell you a little story that I'm going to shut up. There was a lady right outside my window here years ago, and she was telling me how Mother Mary came to her right in front of her in a dream. And the woman was from down East Canada, and she was, can you imagine that? Mother Mary coming to me and talking to me, little old me. She was a devout Catholic, and she had studied or been connected to Mother Mary all of her life. She was an elderly lady. And at that moment in time, I knew that she was going to die. That's why Mother Mary would come to her. Within a few months, she passed away from some illness she had. She had this kind of illness, if you know what I mean. Tobacco was her vice all of her life. But I never forgot her saying those words. Could you imagine that? Mother Mary coming to me, little old me. And I said, yes, I can. Mother Mary's appeared to me 3 times. Mother Mary has appeared to Nanda more than once. Mother Mary appears to you if you're Catholic or not. Jesus appears to you whether you're not. Angels appear to you. So my message, as I said earlier, is don't dismiss the little things. But I'm adding to that, you might be picking up some of the bad things in the world. Don't think they're yours. Don't think you're depressed because you're in a situation. You're missing someone, you're missing something, or that something's not going your way. You have a lot of people here to care about you. And we care about each other. This is the secret of community. You can say prayers for me. I love it. I feel good. I also feel bad when people do the other thing. You know, my enemies. They hope somehow I get, you know, thrown out in front of a bus or something. But we have more people saying, take them away from the bus than we have people trying to throw them in front of the bus. So I'm okay. That's a little minister humor there, my friends. So with that, I'm going to turn the session back over and enjoy the social setting. I have to go see my daughter who's at some sort of karate competition. She's going to get some plaque. It's wonderful seeing you all today. And I very much enjoy your company and our visits. But remember, together, together. God bless you. I'll take my leave. And I guess Paul has already shut off the radio station, maybe, or he's about to. And I'll say to, again, the people who are listening, if he hasn't shut it off, that we are pleased that you've come to listen in to our service today, wherever you are in the world, Australia, Japan, India, Norway, Spain, UK, Argentina, and other places that we know are listening in. We are grateful for your participation in our community, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can email International School of Prophets info@gmail.com or any of the other email addresses that are on the radio show advertisement or pocket episode information on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your prayers. I love you all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. God bless.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.